The man who wrote Legends of the Fall has died. Jim Harrison was 78 years old. He wrote more than 36 books, including poetry and sprawling epics and essays on food, books like True North and Warlock and The Raw and the Cooked. Critics have compared Harrison to William Faulkner and Ernest Hemingway. Tom Vitale looks back on his life from New York.
Place is what Jim Harrison's writing is all about. He set his stories in the untamed corners of America, the big sky country of Montana, the arid deserts of the Southwest, the swamplands and forests of Michigan's Upper Peninsula, where he spent his summers.
Sort of a undifferentiated wilderness, and then the massive presence of Lake Superior.
In 2007, Harrison told me he needed the wilderness. At the beginning of his career, he tried teaching at the State University of New York at Stony Brook.
Alfred Kazin was there, Philip Roth, and Louis Simpson. It was an exciting place. I enjoyed the intelligent company, but I like outside better than inside, and there weren't enough places for me to feel free.
A life in the elements echoed in Harrison's rough-edged voice. He grew up in the farmlands of Michigan. When he was only 7 years old, a piece of glass blinded his left eye.
Then that set me apart a little bit, so it seemed altogether natural to become obsessed or feel that you had a calling for art form in which you were also set apart. You know, my mom was seemed to writing about semi-outcasts.
I think it was the bear's voice he heard deep inside him, growling low of dark, secret places.
Jim Harrison's best-known story is Legends of the Fall, about three Montana brothers in love with the same woman. When the novella was adapted by Hollywood in 1994, it helped to establish Brad Pitt as a leading man in the role of the nomadic outcast.
Tell Stab there are creatures here that cannot even be found in books. And I have killed them all.
The very best writers have echoes way beyond where their lives begin and end. In particular, I think his poetry is going to resonate for a long time.
Novelist Colm McCann says Jim Harrison was one of his heroes. McCann says Harrison will be remembered as a writer's writer.
I heard one time that Jim spent a couple of weeks looking for a word that he was convinced that he had repeated in an earlier part of the novel, and literally trawling through page after page to make sure that he hadn't repeated the exact same image. And that's craft, and it's hard work as well.
And Jim Harrison appreciated the hard work that went into writing.
It isn't easy when it's good, is what I'm saying. It takes your whole life to do it.
Jim Harrison's life was the subject of his 2007 poem, Water.
Before I was born, I was water. I thought of this sitting on a blue chair surrounded by pink, red, white hollyhocks in the yard in front of my green studio. There are conclusions to be drawn, but I can't do it anymore. Born man, child man, singing man, dancing man, loving man, old man, dying man. This is a round river, and we are her fish who become water.
Author Jim Harrison. He said more than anything else, he wanted his writing to be convincing. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.